Now we're popping into Matthew 5, 10 to 12. Blessed are those who have been persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Here is a real Lulu. Many Christians think they are being persecuted for their faith when it's their behaviour that is attracting it. Going where you haven't been sent and doing what you've not been asked by God to do can attract persecution from the world, even if you think you're doing God a favour. There are other ways in which we can attract persecution too, from believers. This scripture doesn't say blessed are those who are being objectionable or who are having a hard time, but blessed are those who are persecuted because of him, in their hunger and thirst to be like him. Living a life which is God-centered will attract all kinds of negatives from fellow Christians. If you seek to walk as Jesus did, you will attract the same warfare as he did. You will be persecuted by your own. What are you going to do with that? How are you going to behave when you are persecuted by a fellow believer? Will you sort them out? Give them a bunch of fivefold ministry? There's only one way if you're truly set on following him, and that is to respond in the opposite spirit from that which is coming against you. When you are reviled, you bless. When you are criticised and blamed, you bless. When you are held up to ridicule, you bless. When you are attacked, you do not defend yourself, you bless. Peter, as the old chorus goes, it's going to be a hard road. The road less travelled. Many will desire to walk this road. The idea is appealing, but the reality is hard. Pleasing God rather than man will get you in all sorts of trouble. But you will be following the saints who went before. Have a look at Galatians 1:10. Paul makes it abundantly clear. To be a bondslave, a servant of God, will mean you're not seeking to please man. You're a love slave. That's what we're talking about. Not a believer, not just a follower, but a disciple, a love slave, who seeks to emulate the master in everything. He didn't return reviling for reviling, but blessing. He didn't lift up his voice in the streets. He suffered in silence. And in the last analysis, he said, Father, forgive them. They don't know. Persecution for the sake of righteousness. It's an issue of the heart. That could separate the men from the boys right there. I leave you to think about it because there is a little more, another verse to come.